Dalet Adar Rishon, Tuesday the 4th of February, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, Mazonas bread, an oxymoron, which is translatable as a contradiction in terms.
Thank you, Alan, for that introduction. I was going to give you an Oxford Dictionary introduction as to the word meaning. In fact, that was going to take up quarter of an hour of the shiur. What is the meaning of the word oxymoron? But so now that Alan has kindly done that work for me, so I can go straight into the topic. Right, okay, just a disclaimer before I start. I haven't even said anything, and I've already got into trouble by one of the listeners, and he hasn't even heard what I have to say yet. Okay, so I wonder what his reaction is going to be after he's heard what I've got to say. Right. Okay. I think there's a few more, but I just need this one. Pas Abba B'Kisnin. Pas Abba B'Kisnin is the topic of Mazonas bread. Right, Mazonas bread, which the din of Mazonas. Let's go back to basics. Quoting one of the British Prime Ministers. Bread you make, you do Netilas Yadayim, Hamoitzi, and Birkas Hamazon, four brachas. Qualification of bread is any dough made from the five grains, Chita Sa'ira, Shibayla Shual, which is oats, Shibayla Shual, rye, and spelt. Thank you. So any dough made of those from the flour made of those grains and turned into bread, into a loaf, is hamoitzi and birkas hamazon. Minatayra, Rabbi Sai, how much do you have to eat to make birkas hamazon? Minatayra. So the consensus of opinions is v'achalta ve'. Savata, you've got to eat it to your satisfaction, basically till you fill up what you call a regular meal. However, you can use other things once you eat a certain amount of the bread, even though the majority of that which satiates the person is from other foods, as long as they accompany the bread that is mitztarev, that joins to form a chiyuv min ha-Torah of benching. That's the chiyuv min ha-Torah of benching, v'chalta v'savata. However, Chazal says, and that's the Gemara in Brachas, which says, look how Klal Yisrael love me so much, I told them to bench only on Kedei Sviya, and they came along and they benched even on the Kazais. So you want his chayev to bench on a Kazais of bread. However, only on bread do you have to bench min ha-Torah. That's the way we paskin. There is an opinion in the Gemara. There's the Chinuch paskin like that. The all shiva saminim you mechuyev to bench, because the pasuk is juxtaposed to eretz chita v'soira u'gefen v'teina. All the shiva saminim, if one eats them to one's satisfaction, that means if one has wine to one's satisfaction, there is an opinion. Yeah, the ala michya ala gefen. Ala peiros, if one's eating one from one's food, is a chiyuv min ha-Torah. This is not how we paskin. However, it's kedai to take that into consideration. Therefore, if a person's eaten on Tu B'Shvat, a fruit party, it's not very common that you're full up just from fruits. But let's say you're having a fruit party from Shiva Saminim, and you can't remember if you benched or not. So normally, if in doubt, leave it out if it's a sofik jabonon. But because they are many opinions that hold it to the writer, it's correct to try and make utmost effort to try and get somebody to be moit to you, or perhaps to have some more, so that you can bench. Okay. So it depends. It's a bread. If it's accompanied by itself, if it's by itself, then it's the amount of bread that a person normally has to make himself a meal of that. Now, many people, this is a mistake which some people think, which I think is a mistake, and I've discussed it with other rabbonim. People think, if I'm taking a couple of sandwiches for my lunch, that must be, you see, it's my lunch, I'm not eating anything else. Just because it's your lunch, a couple of sandwiches, doesn't mean that this is considered a meal. You just happen to take a convenient way of just taking a couple of slices of bread. You haven't got time, so you just take a couple. But not the fact that you're having this as lunch, do you follow, does not necessarily mean that this is the shiur of Kedei Sviya, right? So it's very nice. So even if you, like, the sandwiches which they sell So you could say, oh, that's the rice, so that's my whole lunch, I'm not eating anything. Not necessarily. Because if you were to sit down to eat the meal, you'd eat much more than that. Right, okay, coming on to Passover Bekisni. Passover Bekisni is Mezonos bread. We're going to go in a minute through the conditions, what constitutes Mezonos bread. But the gist of the subject matter is Mezonos bread, Rabbi Yisai. Bread, let's take on chocolate cake, right? For instance, yeah, just as we're on the same wavelength. Chocolate cake, for instance. Chocolate cake min HaTorah is bread. Chocolate cake min HaTorah is bread, Yechayev in Challah. And if you eat a kashir of Sviya, Yechayev min HaTorah to bench. Right? However, as we know, Mezonos bread, despite it being bread, what do I mean, Rabbi Yisai, by being bread? There's other Mezonos products which you can eat to your heart's satisfaction, and nevertheless you won't be chayev to bench min HaTorah. What's that?
Rice.
Okay, but rice is not, yeah, you're right, mezon is not ala michya. But something which you can eat, sorry?
Biscuit.
Not cake, no, not biscuit. Cake or biscuit, sorry?
Boiled.
Well, what do you mean boiled? Cereal, right? Bran flakes, Weetabix, pasta, it's not tzuras hapas, donuts. Donuts are cooked, not baked. Donuts are cooked and not baked. Therefore, according to the vast majority of Rishonim, which even if you're eating donuts to your heart's satisfaction, you can't even look at a donut anymore, you're still not chayav to bench. Porridge, right? All these are Mezonos products, but they're not bread, right? Passover Bekisni is bread. You've got the flour. Even though you haven't got water, you've got fruit juice. It's baked. That's bread min HaTorah. So what's pshat? If it's... Sorry? It's baked. Bagels are normal bread. Yeah, they're normal bread. They're just soaked for a bit. They're not even cooked. They just dunk it for a small while in the hot water. But it's a baked product. So what's pshat, Rabbi Yisai, that we make Mezonos on Mezonos bread if it's bread min HaTorah? What's the answer? Right. Why didn't we make Mezonos on chocolate cake? So the answer is Chazal said. Because it's sweet. But sweet does not make it not bread min HaTorah. So why, if on bread, normal bread, even if you're having a tiny amount, you just want to nibble, as long, if you're having even a mashu you need to make hamoitzi, how much do you need to eat, Rabbi Yisai, to eat, to make hamoitzi?
A crumb.
A mashu. How much do you need to eat of bread to say birkas hamazon? Because it's the size of a matchbox, including the cover. A small matchbox, including the cover, 28cc. Sorry? Within the 3 minutes, Tarkei De'Achilas Pras, thank you. So why is it that we make Mezonos and Ala Michya on Passover Bekisni, right? On Mezonos bread. The answer is, Hey Momru Vehey Momru. We said, as we said, Min HaTorah Yechayev Kedei Sviya. Yechayev to bench only if you're eating to your heart's satisfaction. We are the ones who said, the rabbis came along and said, we are Mechayev you, even on a kazais. So we are going to say, since we are the ones who are mechayev you to bench on a kazais, we can say, okay, but we're not going to be mechayev you if you're eating a bread which is typically eaten as a snack. It's not eating to satiate, to fill one's hunger. It's eaten derech arai, right? Derech kinuach, as a dessert, as a snack. Chocolate cake. That's the consensus. That's the normal understanding of this halacha of Passover Bekisni. I think, and yes, but that's just my opinion. I think it was a way. I thought it has become a way of getting out of benching, right? You know, just have this, and you can have the easy way out. I think Chazal bechokhmasam protected benching, right? Because can you imagine every time you want a snack? Then you have to do Netilas Yadayim and Birkas HaMazon. It becomes even, you know, it's hard enough to bench with Kavana nowadays. It would become even more of a rote, of a matter of fact. So therefore Chazal said, either for our convenience or perhaps to protect Birkas HaMazon, that if you're eating bread as a snack, you make Mezonos as Ala Michya. However, if you now eat the shear, which Acherim Koivim Olav, Sudos. So that means you eat the amount which is the regular amount which you would eat as a meal. For instance, let's say a person, if he wants to have a meal, yeah, he would have, I think, the average a meal just consisting of bread alone. Let's say bread and butter or bread and jam. I'd think probably six, seven slices. If you're having bread, just that, and it's as a meal, not a snack. I think seven slices is... Sorry? You think that's too much? Let me remind you that we had a parasha not long ago called Beshalach. And there we have the shear, which seems to be the amount of bread that they ate for a normal regular meal. How much is that? An oimer. An oimer is 43 and a fifth. Let's work out the shear. 43 and a fifth kabetzin. An oimer is a 43 and a fifth kabetzin. For how many meals? An oimer, they were given an oimer for each person for two meals. So how much is that? Is that for each person? For one meal? 21 and a half. 21 and a half kabetzin. 21 and a half kabetzim. A chazanish shear is a whole slice of regular sliced bread is one kabetzah. So according to chazanish, the amount is 23 slices. Now, even if you want to go by the smaller shear, Rav Chaim Noah shear, so it's about 2/3 of a slice of bread, right? Which is at least 13 slices, right? 13. That is the amount. That is good. I think that is reasonable. 13 slices of bread, and this is your whole meal. You're not eating it with potatoes and bread and meat and other products. So that's the shit. So if a person's eating mezonos bread, the equivalent of, let's say, 13 slices of bread, perhaps today I think it could have gone down. Eight pieces of bread, a substantial amount of bread. Then, since, as we said, it's really bread minatayra, so you need to wash hamoitzi and brikas hamozen, right? If you were kaveh alav sudasoy, you need to wash hamoitzi and brikas hamozen. The reason is you're not eating it. Once you've eaten so much, you're no longer eating it as a snack.
You said 13 slices.
I did say that. You have to ask Hashem, why did he give us so much? And there, and then there was no waste. There was no waste as well. And they needed. We worked it out. I just worked it out with you. I just worked it out with you, how much they ate. And the shear actually is said by the Graz. He says you need 21, and bread by itself is not less than 21 beitzim. Yeah, and he brings a riot from us. You know, so I think if you think about it, to me also sounded very strange, because we're not used to making a meal constituting of bread alone. I think that's our point. We have our three slices of bread with meat, potatoes, and legumes, and perhaps a soup. So you're not used to, the other option is we eat bread as a snack. We take a D&D's sandwiches or a ready-made sandwiches, but that's not really a meal. That's a snack. Yeah. Now, if it's bread mamash, you still need to make hamaitzi, right? So this is the shir. So this is the halacha of pasah b'kisin. That means it's mezonos. It's bread min ha-tayra. However, Chazal let you get away with mezonos and alamichya. As soon as you eat a substantial shear, which we don't have time to go into the intricacies of what does it mean a substantial shear. But I said an example: if you're eating 13 slices, now the poskim say if you eat it with other foods, then the other foods can be started. So let's say you're having three slices of bread, which is would be the regular amount that you would have during a meal. If you're having, even if you're having chocolate cake, instead of, you need some carbohydrates. So you're having, well, crackers, you'd need a lot of crackers. But let's say you take chocolate. I know it doesn't go so well with savouries, but you need something substantial to fill you up. You don't have time to bench. So you have the equivalent... four slices of chocolate cake, which is the equivalent of four slices of bread. Yeah? You're mechuyev now to bench. Yeah? And if you didn't realize that you were going to eat so much, yeah, afterwards you helped yourself to more chocolate cake in the middle. So although you didn't wash, but now that you've ended up eating that amount, yeah, you can't just make alamechya. You've got to do Birkas HaMazon. Right. Now, what is pas above kisnin? Can anybody render what, as we said, pas is bread. As we mentioned, unlike maisik deira, porridge, other things, donuts, which are not bread. They're not bread because they're not baked. Qualification for bread needs to be baked. So, what does pas above, can we just go into the wording of pas above kisnin? It's quite a hard word to Pass a bread which comes bekisni. Yeah? So, huh?
Three pshati.
Yeah? Right, so one pshat is that which Svardim say on Avdala, after you take the Avdala wine, you dip your finger, they say bakisim, bakisim. Yeah, bakisim means in pockets. It's a sgula for parnosa, to put the wine of Avdala into your pockets. Bakisim. Kisnin, one pshat, it means pockets. What does it mean, a pastry made with pockets? A pastry with a filling. It's like a pocket inside. Yeah? Not a pocket full of roses, but a pocket full of fruit, v'chadoyme, cheese. So that itself, that's a typical pastry, which that means even though the pastry is a normal bread, flour and water, it's not sweetened. If it's got a pocket, right? It's got kisnin for the fruit, for the filling, that is pasa baba kisnin. Right, this is at the end, on the end of first page, that's Rabbeinu Yonah. That's a second opinion brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion is sweet bread, is chocolate bread, chocolate cake, where a kuchen probably will have both qualifications, right? It's got a filling of chocolate, and it's sweet dough as well. Why does sweet bread... What's that got to do with bekisni? So Rashi says, koises. Does anybody know what the word koises means?
To chew.
Rashi explained, pas haba bekisni. Pas, which comes with kisnin, which is parched wheat, which you chew. At the end of the meal, instead of the coffee, or instead of the nargila at the end of the meal, they used to bring parched wheat. This is like to tone down the meal. Instead of the cigarette, they took the parched wheat and they chewed it. It was like a delicacy. That was brought with a company of bread. It was a sweet type of bread that helped the chewing of the kisni. So what does pasa baba kisni mean? Bread which comes with kisni. That means the word kisni is not even describing the cake, right? It's describing the food which is the purpose of the consumption of this pas, right? Which Rashi says it's bread which is kneaded with tavlin, with herbs, or or fruit juice, as we said, or an abundance of sugar, such as cake, right? That's condition number one. Condition number three, okay, so we've done condition, I started from number two, because that's easier, the word kisnin, pockets. According to Rashi, kisnin means parched wheat, the bread which comes with parched wheat, sweet cake. And the third shot is, what's another type?
Brittle wafer.
Brittle, yeah? Rivita, a cracker, a small cracker. That's the Oruch shot. On the top of the second page, the third opinion is that of the Oruch, in the name of Rav Haigon. Renders kisnin as kechin. Kechin is something which it sounds like an onomatopoeia. Is that the word? Yeah. Onomatopoeia, a word which sounds like it is. So you kech, as you eat it, you need to chew it well, it's dry. Yeah? So look at number two. What does kisni mean according to this? So interesting. V'chaltei, this is talking about the givonim coming and fooling Yeshua. So it says, v'chaltei them, all their foods, yovesh hayo nekudim. It was dry nekudim. What's nekudim? Spotted. Yeah, spotted, like Nekudim Vrudim. Yeah, Menuma Bechaburois. Yeah, it was spotted. Why? The Targum Yoinason, and the Targum there is V'chol Lechem Zevadeyoin, all the bread of the which they brought on their journey. Yovesh Hava Kisnin. So he translated Nekudim, which means, Alan, spots, as Kisnin. So dry bread. You get spot, right? You get darker parts than the other parts. Matzah, you see a matzah, you get darker parts than others, right? So kisnin, according to that, means spotted, right? But it's, yeah, the basic meaning is dry bread. So we've got three different opinions. Can we go over the opinions? Sweet bread, Charles, number two? Pockets, and dry, right? Those are the three conditions of pasa baba kisnin. So how do we paskin, Rabbi Yisai? When do we make mezainas? All of them. Yeah? All of them. Why? Beis Yosef paskins like all three opinions. The Bach says, what do you mean you paskin like all three opinions? Well, they argue on each other. How can you make mezainas on chocolate cake when the other opinions tell you, hey, maybe this chocolate cake is almighty. It doesn't have a filling, right? So the Beis Yosef passing, you can make Mezonos El HaMechir because of the klal. If in doubt, leave it out, right? So therefore, I've got a shaila. Do I make Al Netilas Yadayim and Hamoitzi plus another four brachas, right? If I'm going to treat this as bread, I'm going to make Netilas Yadayim, that's one bracha, Hamoitzi, second bracha, and another four brachas for Birkas HaMazon. So I'm going to be making six brachas, right, if I'm to bench on this. If I make Mezonos and Al HaMechir, I'll only be making two brachas, right? Mezonos and Al HaMechir. So the normal klal of Sofek brachas lehakel, the Beis Yosef says, you can make Al HaMechir. The Bach is chaylek. However, as you know, that's the minhag. The minhag has already been taken on in Rav Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years, passing like Beis Yosef, that if you've got any of the three conditions, then you can make Al HaMechir. The shayla is... Sorry? No, pita is regular bread. And this is now on, pita is regular bread.
No.
You can bake a bread with the lechem upon him. You could look at it as a pocket. No, it's got to be sweet or with a filling.
Why do the svardim make a mezonos on matzos?
Right. Because of this third condition. So I'll ask you the other way. Why are you asking on the svardim? Why do the Ashkenazim make mezonos? This is a third tonight, dry bread. Why do they make a mighty? Yeah, the chayr is the third condition. What's the difference? Yeah, why do you make, what bracha, Mr. Silver, do you make on crackers? Mezonos is exactly the same as matzah. What's the difference between a cracker and a small matzah? Yeah. I remember where I used to live in Watford in 1980s. I remember going to school on Chol HaMoed. And they were enamored. And don't forget, they didn't have the enormous matzahs. We had Rakusen's matzahs, which are not enormous. And Anthony said to my brother, wow, I've never seen such gigantic crackers in my life. Anyway, after 7 days, he finally managed to get hold of Rakusen's matzahs, and my brother went back to bread. He said, oh, finally, I want to join the club, and you're back to bread already. So the answer is, why because matzah, although it would seem to that it has the third condition, but it's not a snack bread. Yeah? So even though it's got the qualification, but the main thing is got to be eaten as a snack. And matzah is not. Everybody, even Sfardim, make hamoitzi on Pesach, because on Pesach that is the bread. Right? And Hu Adin, when Motzei Pesach is on a Shabbos, you can't get hold of bread, even Sfardim would make Hamoitzi. But the rationale behind making Hamoitzi is because even though it might qualify for the third condition, but we have to look at the reasoning for Pasach Bava Kisin. Pasach Bava Kisin is a bread which is eaten as a snack. Matzah is not eaten as a snack. Right? Matzah is not eaten as a snack. And therefore, that's the reason why the minhag is to make hamoitzi. But the svardim hold, it goes after the third condition. Let's get on, and perhaps this will shed light on this. I want to get to mezonos bread. This is a big tumah. I don't know if any of you... how sweet does the dough have to be? So the Beis Yosef has got quite an arichus on it. How sweet... We're going to condition number one, which is a sweet dough. How sweet does it have to be? Does it have to be just a bit sweeter than your regular bread, or not? So, the Beit Yosef says, as long as you can tell that this is dipped sweeter than regular bread, that's okay. That means even though you've got plenty of water, as long as it's sweeter than your regular bread, that qualifies for mezonos, and you can make mezonos and alamich.
How is sweeter than bread?
Oh, thank you. Just a second. Hold on. Hold there. The Rama says, no. It's not enough, the fact that it's sweeter than regular bread. Rama seems to hold, so it's a bit sweeter. A bit sweeter does not suddenly make this bread eaten as a snack. And Rama says, I'll prove to you, because on Purim, we all have Purim challah, and nobody makes mezonos. They all make hamoitzi. Now, according to this, Purim challah is sweeter than your regular challah. Yeah? This is what the Rama says. And nevertheless, everybody makes hamoitzi. So the Rama says that the bread has to be so sweet that it's just not, it's you want it for its sweetness. It's very hard to define. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, it's very hard to define. I'll just read to you the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Gimel is the following. The reason why I'm reading it inside is because it's very ambiguous, these words. There needs to be so much tavlin, herbs, or sweetness, or sugar, in the pastry. The sweetness can be detected more than the flour. I don't know what that means. What do you mean you taste the sugar more than the flour? It's very, very ambiguous words. What do you mean? It's a cake. What do you mean you taste it more than the flour? Just a bit of ambiguous terminology. So the answer is, if you want it for the sweetness, you don't want it to eat as bread. Oh, this is just a bit sweeter than regular bread. Chocolate. Nobody would be eating a chocolate cake like bread. It's just eaten in a completely different manner. Coming on to mezonos bread. And mezonos bread is now mezonos loaf. I have tried. Trying to be unbiased to taste the difference between mezonos bread and a normal normal square loaf. It is exceedingly hard. Yes, I think you can tell, you can tell the texture is different, but in terms of the taste, I really cannot. Yeah, detect. And I've asked lots of people. Yeah, in fact, I dare put a person buying a normal loaf, not finding out whether it's mezonos or not, if he can detect. He probably can detect if he's looking out for it, right? Like certain things. But, so mezonos bread, I find it very, very difficult, very hard to understand how the concept of mezonos bread. Even mezonos roll, now that is sweeter. That, agreed, is sweeter than your regular bread roll. However, it's not eaten as a snack. It's eaten, the purpose of mezonos roll is to replace bread. It's coming to replace bread. That means I don't want to wash. I want to have the easy option. But the fact that, why they don't want to make it like chocolate cake. Why do they want to make it like chocolate cake? Because just you can't eat it as bread. You can't eat it as a roll if they make it too sweet. So therefore, yeah, although it might be sweeter, so not only, the poets can say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Ramah, yeah, that it's not enough that it's different. It's definitely, many Ravosna and many poets can hold, mezonos rolls are problematic because, although they're different, but Ramah said, that's not sufficient to be different. It's got to be eaten a completely different way. And here, it's eaten as a replacement. But I would like to go further. Even if you tell me it's so significantly different, yeah? But it's now it's no longer eaten, yeah? So even, no longer eaten as a snack. So even if you tell me the first mezonos roll was okay, because most people do not take this mezonos roll and eat it as regular bread. But now people have used it as a replacement for bread. So it doesn't matter, like we said, a matzah, yeah? It qualifies for the third condition. It's brittle, it's yovish, it's dry. Nevertheless, the minhag is to make hamotzi. Why? Because it's not eaten as a snack. The conditions are just a simon, not a sibah. A simon means that's the main thing, the main reason why we make alamechi on it is because it's eaten as a snack. So mezonos rolls are no longer. Even if you, let's say, I would like to suggest that if the norm would become, people in their meal would normally have their meal together with chocolate cake, chocolate cake would also become hamotzi. That hasn't happened, right? Obviously not, because it just doesn't go. Mezonos rolls, the norm has become to eat it with the meal. Now, I did some research on this, and I'm finishing up. I know, I called OU. I emailed the OU and OK, yeah, the one in Canada?
Yeah.
And I asked them about mezonos bread. He says, we don't give heksha. OU, don't give heksha to mezonos bread. And mezonos roll. I asked him, I did a bit, I sent, yeah, And I asked a few people. Many people. I take mezainis rolls lechatzchila with my meal. I prefer mezainis rolls to a normal bread roll. That's mine. Many people cannot tell the difference. Even mezainis roll. I agree that you can't tell the difference, but many people can't. What I'm trying to show is that it's eaten as a regular bread. And now, apart from that, often the takola is one eats too much. And one's got a shayla now, the doraisa. Yeah, especially the mezainis bread, where you can have three or four slices easily. I mean, you know, just, and a person has to be careful with that. I am not giving a psak. I only came to share with you. I'm not giving you a psak halacha. You should ask your local Orthodox rabbi. We did contact the bote dinim here, but we didn't receive a reply.